I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. He did it. President Donald Trump has declared a national state of emergency.
We're going to be signing today and registering national emergency. And it's a great thing to do because we have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's unacceptable.
That's Trump speaking in the Rose Garden at the White House this morning. A point of fact here, the Trump administration's own data show no significant changes from past years in terms of violent crime, border crossings, and drug trafficking. The White House says the emergency declaration frees up funding from the Defense Department, the U.S. Treasury, and other sources, money that will now be spent on border security. Democratic Party leaders in Congress, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, issued a joint statement. It said this is plainly a power grab by a disappointed president who has gone outside the bounds of the law. For his part, Trump says there is a precedent for signing such a declaration.
It's been signed many times before. It's been signed by other presidents. From 1977 or so, it gave the presidents the power. There's rarely been a problem. They sign it. Nobody cares. I guess they weren't very exciting. But nobody cares. They sign it for far less important things.
Elizabeth Goitein is one of the country's leading experts on presidential emergency powers. She's with the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University. Welcome back. What's your reaction to this declaration?
This declaration is a complete outrage, and it's an abuse of power that is very different from what other presidents have done with emergency powers in the past. I mean, yes, he's right. Presidents have signed emergency declarations in the past. That is not proof that it is appropriate for this president to issue this declaration under these circumstances. And as you basically pointed out, there is no emergency here. So this is the creation of a fictitious emergency. That's one distinction from previous cases. And the other very significant distinction is that it's being done here to get around the express will of Congress. Congress has voted not to give the president the funds that he wants to build the border wall. So when emergency powers are used as an end run around Congress, it takes on a constitutional significance that's beyond what we've seen in the past. And it is an attack on the democratic process.
Okay, I hear that, but this looks more like a maneuver by Trump to get access to funds for his headline political project, this wall, essentially an administrative maneuver for political reasons. Why are you so worried? What's at stake?
I think that the president is not just trying to get money to build the wall. It goes far beyond that. I think what the president is trying to do is to show and to send a very clear signal that Congress cannot limit him, and that when there is a disagreement with Congress and Congress votes on a policy matter in a way the president doesn't like, that the president will nonetheless do what he wants to do, and he will find a way. And that way can be, you know, pretextually using a law that's not meant to apply, like it is like in this case, or some other way. I mean, he basically said that. He said, one way or another, I'm going to build this wall, even if Congress says no. That is extremely dangerous. That goes far beyond just one isolated misuse of emergency powers. It is an attack on the system of checks and balances in the Constitution. And that's why it's so dangerous. I think it's teeing up a precedent for this president or other presidents who are inclined to abuse their powers to act in a way that's utterly inconsistent with our constitutional allocation of powers.
So you're saying the simple act of declaring this particular national emergency is in itself an abuse of power?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The circumstances of this particular declaration make it very clear that this is an attempt to get around the will of Congress, to get around Article 1 of the Constitution, which clearly states that the president cannot spend money that Congress has not appropriated.
Elizabeth Goitein with the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.